News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Donald Trump is saying the US is not finished yet. Iran is saying brace yourselves for oil heading north of $200 a barrel. This is because an awful lot of the focus of attention now is on the Straits of Hormuz, where three ships were hit by unknown projectiles overnight, and one of them, a Thai bulk carrier, caught fire, causing the crew to evacuate. With us is Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst, and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Huge amount of the focus now of this conflict, Sean, is on the Straits of Hormuz and what can be done to get shipping flowing and to what extent Iran has the capacity to prevent that. Donald Trump says that there's already been strong action taken against their capacity to mine the straits. But given the length of the coastline, are they still in a position to cause significant shipping problems into the medium term?
Yeah, good morning, Anton. The one thing you could have predicted is that America as a superpower would dominate Iran's military capability, but Iran can control the Straits of Hormuz. And although the Navy has been the focus for American activity, there's a whole mass, I think it's over 70,000 Shahed drones still left. Iran knows that that's its strong point. It can combat American military power by saying, well, our leadership's still in place, we've still got these drones, we've still got proxies, and the Straits of Hormuz is not going to be safe, and therefore they will be able to create a long-term problem for America, and time is not on President Trump's side.
Now, to what capacity has America to facilitate shipping? Because Donald Trump is talking about escorting bulk carriers through the region, but presumably no insurer will underwrite a carrier making the transit, even if it's escorted by the US Navy.
Well, there are ways of doing it. As you say, America has said that they would underwrite such action. But to be brutally honest, when you look at the number of ships that routinely go through that waterway, it just wouldn't be practical for America to escort every single one. Yeah, it wouldn't. And Iran would therefore be able to target American shipping. And the challenge here is that the Americans can combat 1, 2, 10, 100 drones, but maybe 1,000 drones at a time. So really, whilst there is Iranian intent, it's very difficult for the Straits of Hormuz to be opened up.
Is there anything that America can do to bully Iran into backing down, or are they already at maximum military capacity without putting boots on the ground?
I think we've seen all along that if you don't put boots on the ground, it's very limited what you can do. I say the American superpower has done its bit, but at the moment, you know, they've said they've squashed the leadership, but there's leadership still in place. And all that Iran has to do is not lose. They can't win this conflict, but all they have to do is not lose. And this will take time to resolve. And as we're already seeing, some of President Trump, he's starting to realize that it's much easier to start a war than it is to end it.
Now, of course, the International Energy Agency has ordered the largest release of oil reserves in its history, which is suppressing price slightly. But that can't continue ad infinitum. And when this begins to get felt at the gas pump around American states, presumably that's when it's really going to land front and center in Trump's mind.
Yeah, you mentioned these efforts by the international community. My understanding is that's 4 days of supplies. 4 days. Iran will be laughing. It's a really short-term sticky plaster. This is a long-term problem that America's got. And I do think at the moment with the midterms, President Trump didn't want to be involved in enduring wars. We're going to start to see an exit strategy by Trump claiming success and trying to find a way out. And Iran will almost certainly emerge from this feeling very buoyant.
Sean, thank you so much. Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, current military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.